Fifth parak of Oilas, first Mishnah. Tana Shehu Oimin B'Toich HaVayis Veinu Kemura Lachutz. Is a oven which is in the house, and its chimney is going outside of the house. Ve'Helu Olo Kovher Leis. And people that were Kovher the Mace, they were over or under this chimney that went out. Shamiyam Hakol Tomei, because they say that the tumma goes into the chimney and goes into the house. B'Silomim Matana Tomei, B'Bayis Toho. They say that it brings it into the Tana, but does not bring it into the house, because the Tana protects the tumma from going into the house, considered a separate oil. And since it has an exit from out of the house, the tumor is confined to it and out of the house. Rabbi Kiva Imafatana Toho. He says that even the Tan itself is Toho, because since the mace was only over this shimini that came out of the side from the Tanu, it doesn't bring the tumor into the Tanu. The Nagoyin says that the Mishnah is talking about a case where this opening of the chimney was closed over, covered over with a board. And there's a rule, which we saw, and we'll see more of, that if something is connected to the walls of a oihel, it could seal off the tumah from going in. Well, therefore, Akiva holds that everything is tov, because you have this tefanus oihelim together with this board that prevents the tumah from coming in. Whereas, Berisham and Beisila hold, they make a gezeira. Since the only reason why the town is protected by this board is because it's the chimney is coming out of the wall of the building, and the mitzvah, the mechitza of the wall of the building, together with that covering, to prevent it, they felt that there's room to make a gezeirah, that if you can have a town that's by itself, over there won't help to cover up the chimney with the board. Because once again, the covering helps only together with the fact that it's connected to the walls of the house. And therefore, Mishami is the time of the whole house, and Beis Hillel is only the time of the town itself.